Thank you and good morning. The woman wanted in connection with a fatal hit and run on Highway 101 last Tuesday night has been arrested and taken into custody. The CHP had been searching for 18-year-old Carly Paulson, who was identified as the driver of a Chevy Tahoe that was involved in a vehicle versus pedestrian collision on the southbound shoulder of 101 at the Highway 36 intersection. Paulson is suspected of hitting and killing 47-year-old Fortuna resident Lawrence Bryant and then fleeing the scene. The vehicle was recovered last Wednesday, and Paulson was taken into custody over the weekend and booked on felony hit-and-run charges. The Eureka Police Department continues its investigation into the shooting death of a male victim at Hammond Park in Eureka on Saturday night. When officers responded to the scene after reports of shots fired had been called in, they found the victim unresponsive. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Police believe there had been a confrontation between two groups of people at the park at 14th and E Streets in Eureka that led to the shooting. Neither the victim or any suspects have been identified, although police are searching for more than one person of interest who may be connected to the incident. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating an officer-involved shooting that occurred north of the Witchpeck Bridge on Highway 299 on Friday night. Police responded to a report that a man on a motorcycle had been shot in the leg and then had the motorcycle stolen from him by the shooting suspect. That suspect fled the scene on the stolen bike with a Hoopa tribal officer in pursuit when the suspect crashed the bike north of the Witchpeck Bridge. According to Lieutenant Wayne Hansen of the Sheriff's Office, the suspect fired several shots at the officer's patrol car and the officer returned fire, hitting and killing the suspect. The officer has been placed on administrative leave while an investigation is being conducted. Neither the officer involved nor the suspect have been identified by the Sheriff's Office. Fortuna police arrested a 21-year-old woman in connection with a stolen vehicle on Monday morning. Police were responding to a residence on Sunset View Road on a report of a suspicious woman who had just stolen a green sedan from in front of the house. While en route, officers spotted and recovered the stolen car and, acting on a description, located Angelique Smith a few blocks away. Smith was found in possession of items taken from the stolen car, and she was arrested and booked into county jail. Smith is currently on probation, stemming from an earlier conviction for car theft. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning in a regularly scheduled meeting at 9, and among the easements and consent calendar items, the board will hear a presentation from the California Highway Patrol. The CHP will update the county on the current status of the department in Humboldt County, including staffing, incident statistics, and a year in review. The supervisors are also expected to approve a grant request to the State Office of Emergency Services for funding from the Homeland Security and FEMA departments for the Sheriff's Office. The annual funding request is for just over $200,000 and has been granted to the county for the past 12 years. A total of more than $4 million has been granted to the county during that time period from the Homeland Security Fund. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is working with AT&T in the investigation into the fiber optic cable that was cut last week and left tens of thousands of customers throughout the region without working cell phones or internet service. The above-the-ground line was cut north of Hopland and interrupted service for more than 12 hours as crews worked to fix the break. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks, like officials across the region, was left without basic communication service, and that affected not only day-to-day business, but will also impact ongoing and future efforts to lure new business to the region.
Redundancy doesn't mean, apparently doesn't mean 100% redundancy. I'm not sure what percentage that is, but it's when you live in a remote location and you're trying to bring business in, having good technological capability is pretty important, and that's something that you know, you'd like to be able to use as a selling point for the area.
The fiber optic cable also affected 911 emergency services and merchants who couldn't process credit cards, send email, or make orders online. Sparks said that if economic development is to happen, something must be done.
We've been working on from our economic development plan is that we have things in place here, and when you find out that things aren't as in place as you think they are, then we need to see what can be done to help correct that. And I'm not sure what level of investment that needs to happen, but I think as a community we need to be paying attention to that.
AT&T is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the vandals. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.